47 for the Panthers, 28 for the Glacier Bears. We got our starting five on the floor for the Panthers.
And for the Glacier Bears, it'll be Sundberg, Kyle Klinger, Jacob Stegen, Josh Stearns, and Matthew Green.
As the Panthers inbounds this, Owen cross to the near side to Thane, back to Owen, down low to Thane. He goes into the corner, nothing there, back up top to Owen. Owen's going to penetrate, pulls up, five-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound, Dahlstrom on the putback. 49.
Sunburn bringing the ball up again, facing pressure in the backcourt. Having trouble hanging on with the ball now. He gets it off to Green. Green way up court to Stearns. Stearns into Klinger. Klinger turns around up the backcourt. Good.
Nice take to the hoop by Klinger. 49-30 as Owen brings it across half court. Lets the offensive team catch up. Kicks it over to Bird. Bird comes near side. Down low to Dahlstrom in the corner. Back to Bird. Bird goes to the corner. Looks up top to Owen. Owen goes inside to Scheidecker, back to Bird. Bird's going to go baseline. Scheidecker, nice give and go. Shot's no good. Loose ball on the floor, and Scheidecker.
Scheidecker be called for the foul. No. Yep, Scheidecker called for the foul here.
That's going to be his second foul of the game, and the team's four.
Fouled Green on the rebound attempt. Now Green's got the ball looking to inbound to Sundberg. Sundberg trips, but gives him regains his feet, moves the ball quickly up court to hit the Stern. Stern's driving the ball and tries to pass it over.
Nice block by Scheidecker.
Stegen, but yeah, Scheidecker gets in the way. Good look by Stern.
It was. It'll be Glacier Bear ball underneath their basket.
Ball now into Sunberg. Takes the shot. Now he's going to put the shot up. Foul on the attempt.
And they're going to call Bird on the foul. And that's going to be his second and the team's fifth.
So Sundberg get his first free throw attempts of the game. Has the ball. Shot is up and good.
Makes it. He'll get a second attempt now with 6:53 on the play clock. 49-31. Sundberg trying to whittle away at that lead, and
second
he does.
Shot is in.
49-32, Panthers ball. Dahlstrom inbounds to Owen, up court to Bird. Bird pump fakes and drives inside. Dish to Scheidecker underneath.
Fine assist right there.
It really was.
Sundberg now with the ball. Facing pressure now up ahead.
Oh, nice read by Scheidecker. Takes the pass away, and then Sundberg blocks it out of bounds.
Sundberg's all over the court.
And substitutions now. House onto the floor. And Thane's going to get a breather.
Mitch now comes in for Stegen. Stegen will sit down.
Stegen comes out, and
Lynch comes in.
Lynch comes in for the Glacier Bears. Panther ball. Bird walks it across half court. 51-32 the score. 6:27 on the play clock. Owen to Scheidecker. Scheidecker drives inside, kicks it out to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom drives inside. 5 foot off balance, but it goes. 53-32.
Craig continuing backcourt pressure here. Sundberg with the ball moving up ahead. Pass up ahead to Klinger. Klinger tall, top of the key, passes off. Trying to get to Sundberg. Ball goes out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Break for the Panthers there.
Kyle Klinger throws the ball out of bounds. 6 minutes, 3 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
Bird will inbounds to Owen in the backcourt from the sideline, and Owen will jog it across half court to Bird. Bird's pass behind him. He has to go get it. Does so to Scheidecker. Scheidecker cuts from the free throw line. Nails it on that. And it looks like Scheidecker's found his groove. Makes it 55-32.
Kane moves the ball up court. Stearns has the ball looking to drive in. Takes the 15-foot, 10-foot jumper off the backboard. Good.
Nice shot by Stearns. And here comes Bird to answer from. And he's going to be called for a carry like he's been called before. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball turnover from the Panthers.
No pressure right now. So Sundberg walks the ball to court, crosses half court, gets it over to Green. Lynch. Lynch driving around the far side, passes off Sundberg. Going to take the 3-point.
Lock.
Shot blocked by Dahlstrom. Sundberg gets it back, looking for an outlet. Finds Lynch. Lynch now passes off to Stearns. Stearns inside the Klinger. Klinger across court over to Sundberg. Sundberg behind the 3-point line, but
and he travels
with the ball.
He's frustrated at himself on that one.
Yep. He knew he did it.
And it'll be Panther ball in the backcourt. Scheidecker inbounds to Bird. Bird will walk it up the court. 5:06 on the play clock. 55-34, Panthers up here. As Bird's met by Lynn Green. Kicks the ball over to Owen. Owen goes deep.
Lundberg takes it away. Leads the charge up court. He's got Klinger in front of him. Klinger looking for an outlet to get rid of the ball. Ball gets loose. Lundberg recovers it.
Nice.
He's everywhere. Ball over to Green. Green drives in. Puts up the shot. No good.
Al checks him. Loose ball. Foul underneath the basket. Finally.
Called. Green wanting the foul there. Not getting it. Said he's called for the foul in the subsequent play.
And that'll
fourth
team six foul. Substitution for the Glacier Bears.
Big number 32, Sage, coming in, replacing Green. Green will take a breather.
It'll be Panther ball in the backcourt. Owen's going to inbound to Bird. No pressure as Bird, again, walks the ball up the court. Met by Sage. Top of the key, they go Scheidecker, cuts up top, over to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom puts the ball on the floor, goes baseline right side, nothing doing. Good D by the Bears, kicks it out the house. Bird's going to drive the paint. He sees the seam, and he gets stripped from behind, and a foul called.
It'll be on Hudson Sage, I think.
Yep.
It'll be his fourth foul.
And the team's seventh. That puts the Panthers in the 1-1. They don't know it yet. Now they do. And they're going to go shoot. And substitution for the Bears, is going to be number 33,
Dalton Klinger,
coming in for Sage. And this will send Bird, another substitution, this time going to shoot. This time Bird goes to the free throw line. And he's one for one from the free throw line here today. And this attempt is no good. Missed. Rebound. Dahlstrom.
Fouled by Sage.
They call him out of bounds.
On the baseline.
And so substitution for the Panthers into the game is number 20, Burnham.
Sundberg with the ball. Moving up court. Dalton Klinger up in front of him. Ball now goes to Lynch. Takes a three-point attempt. No good. In and out. Rebound by Stern. Strong move back up to 2 points.
And Panthers with the ball. Owen brings this across half court. Down low to House, almost taken away by Lynch. And banks it up and in. That was House. Nice take to the hoop as he gets on the board for the second time. 57-36, Panthers up 3:46.
Stern loses the ball, and Panthers trying to recover but knock it out of bounds, so Haynes will retain the ball.
And substitution for the Panthers. Out comes House. In comes Castle for the first time in the game.
Dalton Klinger now inbounds to Sundberg. Keegan moving forward. Center court. Off to his right to Stern. Stern takes a shot. Back behind the back pass to Lynch. Lynch into Kyle Klinger. Klinger jumps, dribbles up.
Shot is good.
Shot is good, and he's fouled on the attempt.
That foul's going to be on the Panthers. Number 32, Scheidecker. And that is his third foul and the team's sixth of the half.
As Kyle Klinger, who gets his first free throw attempt of the evening. It's up off the backboard, off
no
the
good.
Rim, no good.
And Panthers rebound. Owen up court to Scheidecker. Scheidecker comes in and is denied by
Kyle Klinger. Made it look easy.
He's so tall, man. He and Scheidecker's are probably the tallest kid on the Panthers. Out of bounds off the Bears. It'll be Panther ball. Owen will inbounds. Running out of time. Gets it into Burnham in the corner. Back up top to Dahlstrom. Goes back into the corner. He's going to fire a three. Nails it. I tell you, Dahlstrom can't miss right now.
No, he's doing great. Sundberg bringing the ball across the court. Closely guarded by Burnham. Gets the ball off to Lynch. Lynch also guarded by Burnham now. Comes around. Little contact. Nothing happening. Back off to Stearns. Takes the three-point attempt, top of the key, back to the rim, no good.
Rebound, Owen for the Panthers. He's dribbling out of traffic. He has numbers. He's going to go to the hoop strong, up and no good, over. Rebound, loose ball. Scheidecker finishes it for him. And that's going to make it 62-36 with 2:45 remaining to play in the ballgame.
And Haynes will take a timeout. Lynch holding his right wrist, it looks like. Looks like he was injured, sitting down now.
Subs, we're going to get some subs here. Hadman.
And Green preparing to check back in for the Glacier Bears.
So Panthers kind of banging on all eight cylinders right now. And it's impressive to see. And it's not for lack of effort by the Glacier Bears. I'll tell you, they are not giving up an inch.
No, not at all. No, seeing the same effort here in the fourth quarter as we saw in the first quarter, the Glacier Bears. A lot of hustle.
So Owen comes out of the ball game. Marker comes in for the Panthers. So Castle, Marker, Burnham, Dahlstrom, and Scheidecker on the floor.
And Kyle Klinger, Josh Stearns, Keegan Sundberg, Matthew Green, and Stegan. Jacob Stegan now in for the Glacier Bears. As Matthew Green, far side of the court, inbound to Stegan. Not facing pressure now. He crosses half court. Dribbles to his left. Picks up his dribble. Wants to give it to Stegan. Stegan takes the ball, wraps it around the other side. Far side over to Stearns. Stearns with the ball. Quick pass inside to Klinger. Knocked away, no good. Recovered by Green.
Nice.
Put the ball up
to the hoop.
Nice shot by Green. Traffic to get the ball in the hoop.
Makes it 38 for the Glacier Bears. Marker brings it up across half court for the Panthers. Dahlstrom's going to go inside. Strong layup, no good. Putback is no good either, but a foul is. It's going to be on the Bears.
Back on Green. Oh, two-shot foul. Let's see what the ref calls here. 1-5. Yep, Matthew Green. That should be his fifth foul.
Yes, it should. And that'll send Dahlstrom to the free throw line.
Yep, so Green will come out, and Lynch, looks like Lynch will come in a minute. No correction, he'll be replaced by number 32, Hudson Sage. Sage will take his place around the key for Dahlstrom's free throw. No good.
First one is missed.
Now Lynch will check in, and Stegan will sit down. Scheidecker coming out now. So placed by
and Sundberg into
Sundberg. Bringing the ball up court. Glacier Bears turns around, hands off to Lynch. Lynch dribbles around the top side. If you give it to Sundberg, three-point attempt up and good. Nice play and subsequent shot by Stegan Sundberg.
And ball gets tripped into the backcourt. We got a player, Craig Player, down. Official call timeout. 63-43.
No substitute for Haynes. Number 20 entering the game now. He'll replace Lynch.
Fowler, number 20.
Fowler.
Into the game for the first time here.
Thank you.
And a foul called on the ground, on the floor here. Going to be on the...
like on Sundberg. His third. One minute, 48 seconds remaining. Craig up 63-43.
Shot's no good by Marker.
Klinger rebound. Kyle Klinger finds Sundberg. Comes back to get the ball. Cross half court up to Stearns. Stearns dribble, double team. Gets it in to Sage. Sage, nice turnaround left hand shot. No good, but rebound by Kyle Klinger. Puts it back in strong for 2 points.
45-63 as Panthers bring it across half court. Burnham to Marker. Marker goes baseline. Nothing doing there. Kicks it back to Burnham. Cross court to Castle. Castle. And Jacob Ash. Ash on the floor. He's going to fire a three. Banks it off the glass. No good. Loose ball. Marker. Marker's going to bring it out. Gives himself a hand. Loses it. Fires a 10-footer. Nails it.
Minute left in this game as Sunburn brings the ball up court for the Glacier Bears. It's knocked away by
Burnham.
Burnham
it away.
He's going to travel with the ball. Nope, he gets out of bounds. Slides out of bounds as Dalton Klinger checks back in, as is Jacob Stegen. And Stearns will take a seat, as will Sunberg. Out for the game now. As Hudson Sage will inbound, he finds Stegen up near the half-court line. Dribbling to his right, picks up his dribble, trying to find Fowler. Fowler dribbling in, puts up the shot, off the backboard, and good.
Good for two, nice bucket. 65-47, 42 seconds to play on the clock here. Marker going to get fouled by Stegen. And that's his first foul.
Yep.
And the team's 10, so Panthers in the double bonus will be shooting two.
So a nice quick move a minute ago by Fowler, working his way to the basket using the backboard.
That was a nice take. Marker's shot is up and in.
Marker continuing his scoring ways from the JV game. Scoring here in the varsity frame.
Marker's second shot is good. 67-47, substitution for the Panthers. Marker's going to come out. Blanc is coming in.
Stegen brings the ball up with 38 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Dribbles to the near side. Turns the ball over, though. Too high a dribble. Quick with the whistle there. He knew it.
34 seconds on the play clock, and Burnham is going to inbound this ball for the Panthers. He gives it to Blanc. Blanc comes across half court for the Panthers to Burnham. Ash fires another three ball. It's up and over. Long gone. And it'll be Glacier Bears ball and another substitution.
So Sage rained down court, inbound the ball from Stegen. 26.9 seconds remaining. Referee still has the ball.
Short
one. A little mix up on the Creek Panthers on who's in, who's out. Now Sage will inbound Stegen. Stegen will bring the ball up. Now he crosses half court. Sees Lynch right in front of him. Passes off instead to Dalton Klinger. Dalton Klinger passes into Kyle Klinger. Chops up no good. Klinger yellow gets the rebound. Puts the ball back up again. 2 points. Two more points for Kyle Klinger.
Nice take to the hoop. 67-49 with 11 seconds on the clock. Now Blanc inbounds to Bird. Bird back to Blanc. Blanc across half court. Pressured by Stegen. Dishes to Ash. Ash wants to take it to the hoop, but time expires on the Panthers and the Bears. Final score here from the Panther Dome. Craig Panthers 67. Haynes, Glacier Bears 49. We'll give you a quick rundown on the scoring for the Glacier Bears.
Glacier Bears. Hugh Lynch in the game with 2 points. Matthew Green with four. Josh Stern, 9 points for the game. Keegan Sundberg, Lizzie Keegan Sundberg, all over the floor, also scores 8 points. Kyle Klinger, though, high score for the Haynes Glacier Bears at 20 points for Kyle Klinger tonight.
Wow.
And Fowler, late in the game, late bucket, 2 points for him.
Gets on the big board. Nice effort here on the Panther side. Castle, House with four. Bird with five. Marker with two from the free throw line. Owen with 11. And Thane with nine. Big scorer for tonight. Dahlstrom leads the pack with 24 for the Panthers. Scheidecker finishes up with 14. And that's going to do it for varsity basketball here this evening.
Correction, Keegan Sundberg, 12 points on the night, not 10. 12 points.
All right. Very good. It's been a pleasure bringing games live from Craig back to Haynes and Skagway. We appreciate you joining us. And for Ken Owen and John Bowling here and Craig,
thanks for listening.
We'll see you on the radio.
Thanks, Ken and John. Appreciate your good work there tonight in Craig. And that's a wrap-up on tonight's Paul game. And that was Ken and John reporting from Craig tonight on Saturday Night Basketball. You're listening to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan. It's 9:03 on tonight's broadcast. The Haynes Glacier Bears, I believe this is current, through Tuesday. The Haynes Glacier Bear girls take on the Metlakatla Mischiefs Monday and Tuesday, and KHNS brings you the action. Both games will air by tape delay at 7 p.m. That's the Glacier Bear girls playing Metlakatla Monday and Tuesday night on KHNS. Join me for that on Tuesday night. I think I'm going to take off Monday, but I may be with you for the Tuesday night broadcast with that tape delay ball game. 24.8 degrees outside the Chilkat Center on this beautiful night. It is 9:04, and did I wrap up all the basketball stuff? I wanted to tell you a couple things more about the basketball. I need to play a little music and shut some things down first, however.